That was the worst week of his tenure. Like, that was by far the worst week of his time here. I'm not kidding. Like, I'm not being funny.
No,
that was horrible. That was horrible. Was. He lost to Arkansas and got embarrassed on national TV. What's up, everyone, and welcome back to the Breaking Blue podcast. November 17th, 2025 at like, it's 8 o'clock. Yeah, it's pretty much 8 o'clock. This is the earliest we've been in a long time. I'm Nolan Fleming at Nolan UKY 27 on X, joined by Mr. Wildcat Wave himself, Wyatt Huff at Wildcat _ Wave on X. Follow the Breaking Blue Pod at Breaking Blue Pod on X. Wyatt, how's it going?
Good, good. It feels different being on back on our normal time and not doing these midnight.
Man, like life gets in the way so much.
Yeah,
we're at that point of the year. It's like busy. Every year since we've been doing this, like, or over the last year, it's like there's a certain point of a certain stretch that just like throws everything off for both of us. I mean, we're too busy in our separate lives.
It's school, to be honest. Like, everything is ramping up with,
you got more
exams. You got final papers.
Well, who needs that when you got that, right?
Yeah, exactly.
This is my career. I got a couple
things due soon that I've actually took it upon myself to work ahead a lot more. Since basketball season started, so
what were you doing before that?
It's kind of procrastinating a little bit.
Are you one of those? Let's talk. There's two. This is my belief. I think there's two types of college students: those who do their things on time, and those who just like wait a week after it was due.
I'm not that bad. No, I'm not that bad. Like, I'll do it like a day before, usually, or even 2 days.
And by on time, I mean like it's due at 11:59. I'm starting at 8 o'clock.
There's a lot of times where it gets to that point, but basketball, like I look on like Sundays and I'm like, okay, what do I got to do? And I'll try to knock it.
I'm not gonna lie. I spend my Sundays with NFL on in front of me or college basketball on.
Yeah, I mean, and like finishing Sunday, out Sunday night.
I'm not that level.
Yeah, those are
this
Sunday.
Semester I've had to be on it a little more, because when you do a thesis and capstone, I'm just telling you, man, it's brutal. You got to really be on that for like four months. And, you know, law school, stuff like that, going crazy right now. So,
yeah.
And I'm sure someone out there is watching this going, huh, he says he wants to go to grad school. I'm going to end his career by digging up some tweet. You can't. There's not one that exists. So, anyway, fun story real quick. Another thing unrelated to any sport. So you notice I don't have a beard anymore. For like a week. I mean, it'll be back in God knows how long, right? But like, so Friday, I was in Cincinnati during the day, for a visit at a college. I come back, just gonna shape up my beard a little bit, right? I mean, you know how it gets when you have facial hair, right? Even if you have a beard, you get the neck down here, gets a little stubble or something up here on top of your lines, gets a little stubble, right? You're used to that. So I have an electric razor. I'm shaping it up. And then I have a beard oil that I use. I had put it in already. I don't know why, but I had already applied the beard oil. And then I just noticed one thing and I was like, oh, wait, there's a hair, like a couple hairs that I'd missed. I go back to get it. The razor slips out of my hand pretty much. I lose control of the razor.
Ooh.
And we go about down to right here, and it takes a whole streak, and I mean a clean streak out right here. So then I made an executive decision that it was time to get rid of it. I could have gone like you. I could have gone mustache. Could have named it Jared Goff and
Jared
whatever. Goff. And then, or just kept the goatee and looked like I was 80. But I decided not to do that, and just we're going clean shaving for like a week, and then next week I'll have the beard back. I know people care that much, but just if that shows you anything about how crazy the last few days have been, then I think that does the trick.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah, they're whenever I'm shaving, when I get close to my mustache, I go real careful, and I screwed it up once about a year ago, and so I had to regrow it all again, and see, my problem is, like there are kids my age out there that grow it a lot thicker than what mine is. Like, mine does not fill in at all. And it took it this long to fill in. And you see the middle right there?
Yeah, I got, yeah.
Like,
it's
annoying. It's annoying.
Yeah, well, it's the only one style I can think of that's really out from that. So, anyway, Kentucky basketball, right? Is that what everyone wants to hear? I guess that's what they want to hear, but either way.
That's what I want to hear.
So, last week, we had a interesting week. We already went over that. You can go back and listen to the most recent episode. We went over that Louisville game. I'm over it. I don't think Mark Pope is, but hey, buddy, get over it. It just happens. So, yeah, Kentucky plays Michigan State tomorrow night at, what, like 6:30? I'm so used to the Champions Classic where you, like, yeah. Wait. It tips off at 3 a.m. and then post-game shows and all that.
Yeah, it'll end up being a 7 o'clock game.
Yeah, I'm really happy that we're getting the 6:30 treatment finally. Yeah. It feels like it's been 25 years since that, and so I'm glad that we're getting that. Michigan State, I guess, gets that typically, unless they're, like, number one in the country.
That is weird. Michigan State's, like, the only outlier that always gets the early game.
I know. They like, never, it's never unless they're late. Playing, like – Unless they're, like, really good, like, really yeah. good and expected to be
they're
good.
Really good this year.
Yeah,
which
all
means
right.
they should be the prime time.
How about this week? This week, though, last week we talked about the line trickled up for Louisville. Ended up being kind of accurate. This week, today, the line's trickling up for Kentucky. It started at, like, 3, I think, 3.5. Now we're up to, like, I think it was 5.5 last time I checked.
Oh. Okay.
So,
I thought it started at 5.5.
It got down at one point, but like either way, let's see where we're at right now. I mean,
I tweeted it was 5.5, and I wasn't expecting to get much traffic on it, and it did. And I was like, okay.
Who we think though?
Like, I guess I tweeted it out at its peak, and I thought that was where it started.
5.5. I mean, I'm conflicted with this game. Yeah, I could totally see anything. I'm not even going to – first of all, let's make an oath right here, me and you. We're not doing any more score predictions or anything like that for a couple weeks. We've been so wrong the last, like, 4 or 5 weeks throughout the year. Probably it's time to hang it up. So
I think it's part of it just because, like, we did not expect what's happened so far. And I think – I think now we can start getting a good grasp on it.
Well, let's talk about this then. Going into this game, Jalen Lowe, of course, the re-aggravated injury.
Mm-hmm.
So, looking like he's probably not going to be not looking great as far as his timeline. I probably not going to be playing. So, at least on Tuesday. And I don't know anything, so don't ask me for answers. I don't know if you know something. I mean, feel free, but still.
Yeah, I mean – Were you at the game, right? Friday?
I was.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We'll get to that part.
I remember.
Let me talk about that.
I remember that now. You made my night on that. From what I saw in warm-ups, like, I think he had the shoulder brace on under, but he didn't look like he was favoring it. He didn't look like he was, like, being more cautious about moving it. And it looked to me like it's more of a re-aggravation thing as to if he wants surgery now or not, or if he wants to play through it. Because if you keep getting it re-aggravated, obviously you can really damage you and kind of gets to a point where would you want to sacrifice yourself for the team or you know, look ahead to your future career. And that's basically what he's weighing at this point. I mean,
I
don't think it's severe at all. I just think it's the re-aggravation part of it.
Yeah, and Mark Pope seems like he's non-committal to an answer right now, and we're not going to get an answer for Mark Pope right now. It's just not going to happen, but which is fine by me. At the Eastern Illinois game, a lot of people in the arena were confused about a number of things, but specifically Jalen Lowe, like everyone was at first whenever he walked out in the sweats, so people thought, oh, is he warming up? No, he didn't touch basketball the entire time. That's honestly what I looked for with that. And
like people do overlook the Jaden Clayton stuff. Like he actually dresses out like that every game, and people
exactly. And Trent Noah did when he was injured. So
yeah,
every year that happens that way. But regardless, people tend to believe that we can't be good without him. I actually don't think that's true. honestly, from what I've seen, and this is not a knock on Lo. Lo is still important to the team, and we need him. Yeah. I don't know how to say that. We could be really good without him. But the offense with Aberdeen has been better this year for the most part at the point than it has been with Lo. I mean, it was fine at points against Louisville. We had good stretches with Louisville, but think about down the stretch with Lo. I mean, I'm just not, you know, I think Aberdeen does give you something there.
Maybe that's part of where the shoulder comes in. You know, you've kind of fatigued through the game and your shoulder starts to hurt even more from how much you're facilitating. Then, you know, they're kind of hitting at it. So, a lot of teams will do that. So, I think that's the point he's trying to weigh right now. But, I mean, to your point about the offense, I mean, I think it comes down to more of a backup thing. Is Jasper ready to take on a big backup role?
Yeah, I don't know.
Would have been Aberdeen kind of sliding in some minutes, but.
Yeah. And I don't know. I mean, Jasper, he showed some flashes, I thought, on Friday. Now, granted, the tallest player on the Eastern Illinois team was 6'7".
That's the problem.
Don't clip that. He's a little reckless still. He's got the freshman energy to him. He's really reckless. Yeah. He's like Rob Dillingham, except what we all thought Rob Dillingham would be when he first got here. He turns it over a lot. We've got to figure something out with those turnovers, or else this isn't going to work. But Aberdeen, I do think, runs the point really well. And he does a really good job. He's a scoring threat that Lo isn't. And so, you know, I mean, people who thought Lo was leading the team and points going into the year. No, he was not. It was not going to happen. I don't know where that came from.
I mean, but he was clearly built to be more of a facilitator.
Exactly.
And the only reason he had to score as much as he did last year was because the guys around him were terrible and he felt like he had to take charge.
Exactly. Pitt is bad. Yeah. I can't believe Jeff Capel's still the coach. But Denzel Aberdeen's a way better scoring threat than him. Jasper Johnson can be a better scoring threat than him when he's locked in. And so, you know, this team can be fine without Lo. Now, I do think that their ceiling is lowered a little bit. Yeah, maybe by like a round in the tournament. Maybe you go from Final Four. Maybe you go down to Elite Eight, you know?
We'll see. I mean, I feel like with Aberdeen running the show, we've only had like one game of that.
Well, he's averaging he had eight assists in both the games, though. You know what I mean?
Louisville, I did notice when Lowe wasn't on the floor, the offense really struggled. So
it did.
And I want to see how they do against a freaking good defense tomorrow night. So
yeah, no, I agree. But honestly, Aberdeen, I thought, struggled more when he was off the ball. He did create his own shot most of that game. So
you mean like Jasper and when it was Jasper and Denzel at the two?
I mean like Aberdeen at point, I thought. I mean, that's kind of when he was at his best.
I really didn't notice that. I even noted that a bunch of times.
No, I agree with that too. I mean, I'm all down with that. The only thing to me that you can't do in this situation, Colin Chandler cannot play point guard. Do not do that again. Because we saw what happened. If you do that tomorrow, the Georgetown game will happen again.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can't do it. And also, Colin Chandler is your best shooter. You got to be drawing up plays, get him open from three.
I feel like with Aberdeen running the point and, you know, Jasper backing him up, I feel like it does knock him down around, but I'm not confident they can get there still. Like
early in the year, we're four games into the year. You know, we're four games into the year. This whole week, I'm gonna say this too. This whole past week is the most emotionally unstable I've ever seen our fan base after a regular season loss to a top 15 ranked team on the road in the third game of the year. Like, you know,
I think those defensive woes that we saw against, you know, Louisville, I'm not worried about that. I think they can get that figured out. And tomorrow you're facing another team that you're going to have to stay in front of. So, I mean, literally, tomorrow's a big, big test. So
tomorrow's a huge game. Tomorrow's a must win. Tomorrow's a must win. You've got to win tomorrow. If you don't, then that's when I'm going to start getting on the pessimism train, to be honest.
Yeah, this ain't Nichols.
So. Nope, it is not. And you've got to get the win. This also isn't Eastern Illinois, because apparently, according to the people behind me, that was a tough game. So, you know, let's talk about that. Can I talk to you about that? Good.
Yes, yes. Okay. I wanted to bring this up.
So, first of all, there's certain people out there in, like, that do those, like, oh, we're going to go talk to students or whatever. And I think they intentionally do point out, like, the worst ones they can find, right? At, like, knowledge. Yeah. Do we agree on that?
Yeah.
Not just here. I'm talking about, like, in general.
No, they do. They do.
I think I found the ones that some of those people.
I'm hearing myself here. Yeah, sorry. I didn't know my phone volume was on.
So I think I found the group that was going to get picked for that show. And, boy. So I went with my girlfriend to the Eastern Illinois game. Say, her ball knowledge. It's not as bad as this, but it is a little bit not, you know, it's a little bit limited. I'm definitely more involved, judging by this. Pretty much from the time we sat down until the time that they sat down behind us, it was nonstop the whole game. I'm just not going to lie to you. It was nonstop the whole game. I'm going to read these, and I want you to rate these. I want you to give me your opinions on all of these quotes. I'm going to read these. All right. Eastern Illinois is supposed to be really good. What is going on?
The voice. The voice.
That's getting clipped, ain't it?
Oh, don't you worry. I'll do it.
Tell me what you think about that.
Like, how out of touch do you got to be to say that?
They haven't watched. They don't know. Like, they don't know.
Like, I don't even know what to say to that. That's the worst. I think that's the worst one I've ever heard.
Okay.
Usually I'll get the ones where, like, where they gossip about the players, but I've never heard anything that bad.
That was just delusion, I think. I think they're just trying to convince. That's like when you're like crazy and you're trying to convince yourself that a situation is the way you want it to be. When you lie to yourself enough, then it is that case. That's what this was.
Or when you hear people ask questions behind you. And somebody gives a totally wrong answer, like when a player is supposed to return.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That made me want to jump in, but I was like, no, I think I'll just say.
This one was pretty funny. Colin Chandler is not as good as everyone acts. He's 0-for-1, and if he were actually all that, he'd be 1-for-1 like Trent Noah.
All right.
So that's a two-faceted one. First of all, a player sucks because they're 0-of-1 from the field. And second of all, Trent Noah is a better player than Colin Chandler. So we're wrong on both of those fronts, right?
Yeah, I mean, hey, you got to hit your first shot or else you're terrible. But yeah. But yeah, the player who has the most threes in their first three games of the season.
Guy shooting 56% from three on the year, by the way.
Yeah. Four made threes in three games already. So, yeah.
He's not worth crap. He sucks. All right. Cam Williams is the worst freshman on the team. A lot wrong with that. First of all, no, he's not. Second of all, freshman?
I mean, hey, the transfer portal can confuse people that don't keep up. So I can see it.
Do we need to start like a website that like helps these people like learn ball in like 10 seconds? Yeah. And I mean, I thought it existed already, and I thought it was called the ESPN app, but apparently not.
Yeah. So we got to have transfer. We got to put transfer in bold and all caps.
Yeah.
Cam Williams, by the way.
I mean, this can lead the conversation. Cam Williams. I think he had a good week. I think we're heading down the right path with him now. Yeah,
he's
one of those guys. He's just, you got, it's like any player. When you see one go down, you're going to see a few more of them go down, right?
Yeah. I mean,
huge deal.
If he didn't come in against Louisville, that could have been a whole lot worse.
Again, I said this on Wednesday. I don't blame Pope for not playing him initially in the Louisville game. What had he done up to that point, you know? Yeah. What had he done? I didn't blame Pope at all. What I did blame him for was the lineups. And by the way, lineups against Eastern Illinois, much better.
Yeah.
Much better.
Yeah. They're learning that. I think that's part of his early season.
That's just what happens when you have this many guys. And it's what happens you know, early in the season to everybody. You got to figure out who's your best. And I think we're fine.
I think he learned pretty quick that calling off balls better than.
I think that was like, he learned that in 10 minutes, I think.
He learned.
Considering Jasper played point the rest of that game.
Yeah.
I think tomorrow we do see a lot of the four shooters.
Okay, I don't want to bring this up, speaking of that Louisville game. Pope said Trent Noah was available, but he didn't play him.
I think what he meant by that, people have asked me I think what he meant by that was Trainer said, cool, he could probably play, but he probably decided as precaution, hey, we kind of need him.
I don't know why he said he was a fit. See, that adds to the PR.
I think it just adds to the whole I don't know how to talk to people this week thing. Because last week, Mark Pope, that was the worst week of his tenure. Like, that was by far the worst week of his time here. I'm not kidding. Like, I'm not being funny. That was horrible.
It was horrible.
He lost to Arkansas and got embarrassed on national TV, and he still found a way to not look like a dummy. He looked stupid this week.
I don't think he handles losses well. I think it makes him kind of panic.
I'm fine with there being emotion, but like,
or his emotion takes his emotion. I think takes over a lot, and then he'll end up saying things he shouldn't. Like, why would you say that about the locker room?
Why would you say things like that? You don't have to overshare, man. Just like. Yeah. We don't need to know everything.
And if it's not a big deal,
imagine if in 2022-23, the Case and Wallace team, imagine if Calipari had just publicly said what was going on between Oscar Tshiebwe and Xavier Wheeler the whole year. What if he just said that after game? Well, Oscar and Xavier tried to kill each other in the locker room again tonight. Like, what if that happened? Imagine a world where that happened.
It would have been bad, but I think the difference in this situation
I'm not saying anything
was,
people don't know already.
I think in the diff... No, no.
People knew that.
A lot of people know by now. Like, it's been out there.
I'm not going to elaborate on it. I think it just disinsinuated already. Anyway, yeah.
And I feel like the difference with this one is, like, I don't think he would have said anything if it was a locker room turmoil issue. But the fact that he worded it like it was a big deal is what made it so wrong to say.
Honestly, and what was dumber was that Friday after the game he went, I'm just going to leave you in the dark. I think it's pretty funny. I listen to Taylor Swift, and she does that a lot, so I'm going to do that too. It's like, no,
I'm going to be honest. I was laughing when he said that.
I laughed, but at the same time, after that, I literally just like brought face palm, that's a terrible idea.
No, it's bad, but I thought it was funny. I don't know why I thought it was funny like that, but I did.
I mean, I love Coach Pope, and I'm in no way like, oh, that guy, you know, but like still.
Yeah, I think he just chose the wrong thing to play with us about. Like, you don't play with stuff like that.
We're an emotional fan base too. That we take everything and we blow it out of proportion all the time. Why did you think it was a good idea to do that?
Why did he wait two more days to tell us it wasn't a big deal?
You probably shouldn't. Anyway, okay, next one. I'm looking at ESPN and we only have 21 more rebounds than the other team. We are not beating Louisville if we only get that many more rebounds than other teams. 21 more rebounds than another team is like unheard of.
Yeah.
That's unheard of. That's never been a thing ever. Like, yeah. that was impressive.
Yeah.
Rebounding's not something we've been bad at this year, by the way. We're actually a really good rebounding team right now.
Like top 10 in rebounds.
Like, we're out rebounding most people. So, you know. 21 is not enough to beat Louisville, though. We don't play Louisville again this year.
No, we don't.
Once we meet them in the tournament, which I hope we don't, but.
We don't. I'm not surprised about that one. That one, I could see it if, you know, you're not even a casual. Like, three levels below a casual.
Oh, boy. Okay. This one has two things. And this says Denzel Aberdy drains a corner three. Oh my God, he couldn't do that earlier. We're up 30, so he waits till now. He sucks so much. And then I put actual quote and said, did you even see his stats against Louisville? And again, did you even see his stats against Louisville? He had like 28. Like, you know, just a question. Again, Denzel Aberdy and I like a lot.
It does frustrate me. People, fans, people that call themselves casuals, but they're not.
You're not even a casual,
yeah.
By the way, can you hear me if I do this?
Yeah.
Good. Okay. My mic has been weird today. So anyway, sorry.
It's doing good. Like I think, because there was a couple of times, I've only been student section a few times, not as much as you. So like, I don't have that big of a sample size for it, but there, every game, there's always something. There's always something I hear.
Something stupid is said.
Always something. It's either people talking about players' timeline totally wrong, or, yeah.
I heard one time in the student section when Cal was still coach, so my first year here was Cal's last year. I heard in the student section one time that, well, I hear we're firing him today if we lose. And I was like, and I literally turned around and went, no, you didn't. No, you didn't. And he went, yeah, I did. I heard from someone really close. And I went,
see,
who'd you hear that from? Like,
I don't
he
know
was like,
how
someone
I have,
close.
I don't know how I have the ability to like not interfere.
That's
but
the only time I've done that,
yeah,
though.
There are times when I'm just like, no, please just stop. They're lucky that they haven't gotten the recruiting around me, or I would have actually like probably lost it.
And then I forgot about this part too.
I wonder what some of these people's recruiting techs are.
I forgot about this one too. I did ask him after that. I said, okay, cool. Who are we hiring? And he went, Frank Vogel.
Okay.
All I needed to know about you, man. All
right.
Anyway.
Vogel.
Next one. Malachi Marino is worse than that guy, whatever his name is, Brian Garrison.
Brian Garrison.
Can we get that on a shirt?
Yeah, I'm going to.
Brian Garrison.
Yeah, I'm going to do that. Tomorrow, I'm going to write an article. I'm going to put Brian in quotations after Brandon.
Brian Garrison. Can that be his nickname? It's Brian Garrison time.
And then I'm going to get a call like, what in the hell did you do? Why does
By the way, that's
Brian
a really hot
quotations?
Take to me. That's a really hot take to me now. Malachi Moreno should probably start, in my opinion. I think he should be the starting center. He's the best center on the team, other than Quaynes, who hasn't played yet.
I don't know if you want to go ahead and get Michigan State, but I'm worried about handling their bigs or their big.
I am really, really concerned about Garrison in this game.
Yeah,
they love the pick and roll. That's what you know that about Izzo. He loves the pick and roll, and
yeah.
I don't know how we're going to handle that with Garrison.
Not only are you dealing with the athletic guards getting in the rim screens, but you're dealing with a actual big man who's like 7 foot. So
yeah,
that is. I think he's top three in the country in rebounds. So Mo D's going to have another game like he did against Eastern Illinois.
It's going to be a long day.
Because you're giving a terrible offense extra chances. And you're asking your offense to score against a team who's one of the best defenses in the country. Like, it's a hard task.
Yeah, and I think our offense should be okay. Maybe. But the pick and rolls, man, because of how much Izzo loves doing that, I'm just really worried about it. And also, they're big. I mean, have you seen Cohen Carr? They're powerful.
Cohen Carr. I've watched a few of the games. Yeah.
Look for him tomorrow. I'm afraid of Garrison getting bodied by him on a dunk.
Yeah,
I think he could end up on
it's gonna happen. It's gonna happen. I mean, that's the only way they can score.
Pretty much.
I've texted you today how bad their 3-point percentage is.
It's not
so
good.
Bad. It's so bad. It's not even popping up on the top 355 on.
Well,
the
honestly,
NCAA
what that means
stats.
To me is we need to guard the three because I mean, usually when you guard. Usually against these teams, when you see those rankings, you would be inclined to guard to clog the paint. But really what happens is people get wide open looks when you do that too often. And so
that's when they have their best night.
That's what Cal was horrible about. That's why those teams would always pop off on us is because we wouldn't even worry about the three. Now you got to worry about the three. So keep guarding the three the way we've been guarding the three except
you can't go over the screens in this game for sure.
But even against Louisville, I mean, they got hot and they were wide open, but we've guarded the three overall pretty well, I think, for the most part.
Yeah, I think we can handle that pretty good.
So,
I mean, honestly, I would let them shoot wide open in this game.
You got to be careful with that, though. You got to be really careful with that to me. I mean, we did that against Louisville and we saw what happened, you know? I mean,
well, Louisville actually has a couple good shooters.
Yeah, but everyone's got good shooters now, is my point. Like, everybody does. It's the way the game's played.
They're really limited. Michigan State is limited on shooters.
Look, man, I've just watched this happen to Kentucky for years now, including under Mark Pope.
I get it.
Like, I don't think that this is a game where we just, they're too good for us to just be like, eh, we'll just, we'll let them take them. I just don't think we should do that. And then the last quote here, this guy in front of us has been on Twitter way too much tonight. This is Kentucky basketball. And she had a point, sadly. All those hours I wasted on Twitter. And it was just a social commentary on how addicted our phones we all are, I think. So, good point, Samantha.
Huh.
Good point. I don't know that if that was her name, but I'm just assuming that
okay.
It was something like that.
Oh, you got her name.
Something like that, or Emily. It was one of those two for sure. It had to be, right?
Probably. Or Nicole.
Nicole definitely had to be one of them, right? Nicole. And they called her, and they call her Nikki.
Yep. Yep.
He's mad. All right. So there you go, Kentucky basketball. And I love how we structured that around entirely, that Twitter thread. So that was pretty fun. Kentucky football. How about that? We beat Tennessee Tech. Cool. Anyways, let's 4-5-5. Again, Kentucky football caused me nothing but pain. So, but let's talk about this. Kentucky's 5-5. Looked good against Tennessee Tech. I mean, but it was Tennessee Tech. I'm not taking a whole lot from it. We need to hang a banner that says we ended the undefeated season of Tennessee Tech, please. I'm calling for that right now. Build a statue.
Hey, their coach didn't want to be there, so.
True. They were mad about being there. The offense again was wide open. Play calls were creative. Like the way we're throwing the ball right now, like the routes that we're running. Gonna be honest, this team's got a shot Saturday against Vanderbilt. They've got a real shot. Kentucky fans gonna travel well for that game. I'm thinking about going. I don't know if I'm gonna go or not, but I'm thinking about going.
Too late for me now. I missed the credential deadline, so I'm out.
Poor guy. Not sure yet, but that it could be fun.
I actually debated it because I was like, could be, you know, bowl eligible potential game.
Good
Vandy team.
I'm gonna say if we beat Vanderbilt, my hats are off to Mark Stoops. I mean, you can't fire him, in my opinion. You can't fire him. I mean, this was supposed to be. Think about this. We were coming into the year thinking we were gonna win three games, and thought this was a rebuild. Not even a bounce back, just a rebuild year. And now look at this. We might be 6-5 by the end of this week. How my tone has changed, I know, right? I've been on here for a year going, and you know what?
I mean,
if we can get the creative play calling on offense on Saturday and the defense is just serviceable, now they're going to score. The only question to me is can we score with them? And I actually think we can. I actually think we can if we just run our stuff.
How's their defense? I was about to ask.
Not very good. They allowed Auburn to score 38 points on them. Auburn scored three on us at Auburn. I know it was DJ Durkin, but still, I think there's a chance. I'm not going to be here saying, oh yeah, it's happening or predicting it, but you know, full credit, man. Full credit. We're 5-5. We're looking at a possibility here to do something fun, do something really spectacular. And you, to your credit, the 2-6 thing will have been almost right on. We're going to have to get John Huang back onto this episode next week if we win.
I need to bring that up.
Yeah. I mean, we got to get him back on now if they do win to just, you know, eat it, John, you know, whatever. From you, not me. I mean,
John was way more positive than me. He's actually been a pretty quiet season overall, and except a couple weeks ago, he did bring up like the records and stuff, but he hasn't since. So I think he knows.
That's not a dig at John, by the way. I mean,
it's not.
John's awesome, but
it's playful.
Yeah, it's just fun. So that is impressive on your end. How are you feeling? How are you feeling? What do you think? If Kentucky's going to win this game, what are they got to do to you?
Score. Because like, there's no way you're going
to spit my water out on that.
I mean, there's no way you can stop Pavia.
I don't think so either.
You're just going to have to make those type of plays to keep up with him.
Their offense is just too good.
Even I almost said Mark Pope. Even Mark Stoops, like, admitted today, like, you're not going to completely contain him. That's just stupid to say. And he was like, you just got to make those plays to stop him when it matters. But, like, you're not going to completely contain a guy like him.
No, you're not.
Mark said they got, like, what he called the best tight end in the country, Eli Stowers, I think.
Yeah, he's really good. Yeah. He's really good. Really good blocker, too, but his pass catching is just insane. And Javier loves throwing it to him.
Yeah, I was about to say, it sounds like he's their go-to guy.
He is their go-to guy, for sure. I mean, they've got a good receiving core, but, I mean, yeah.
Kicking myself now for not going, but, yeah.
No, you're good, man. I'm probably not going to go. It's just
a
debate. I mean, you know, it's not far, and it's a huge game.
Well, I have huge FOMO, if you can't tell, like the Louisville game.
Yeah, I'm not going to be able to go to that. I might
see if I can go to that one, especially if it comes out to be ineligible for that game.
Louisville's not as good as we thought either, by the way.
Yeah.
I mean, they're losing consistently right now.
Mm-hmm.
We can beat Louisville. Like, I kind of expect us to.
They're starting to turn on Brom, too.
I know. How about that?
I've seen a lot of tweets.
They want Will Stein now. How about that? Isn't that crazy? We went from we're going to get Will Stein to actually we're cool, and then now they want Will Stein.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy how things work? Like
in two weeks, we went from we're done with him to here, we're good with you.
We were like after the Auburn game, it was he got the win he needed.
I don't know if that was the one to me.
And then now it's like, no, I don't think it was. I think there's still more. I was more in the boat of, well, he knows how to win when there's backs against the wall. I mean, he was literally coaching for his job.
Yeah, against Florida mainly. It was going to be over. Yeah. They lost Florida, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. And I love how it took Florida that long to realize DJ Lagway was buns.
Yeah, how did it?
They finally took him out.
Have you seen the Lane Kiffin stuff?
About his family visiting Baton Rouge?
Well, Ole Miss has given him an ultimatum. They said before the Egg Bowl, he has to have his mind made up. He's not going to be at Ole Miss. He's going to LSU. It's over. That situation's untenable, probably, is what that means. So
yeah, and we got a comment down here.
Connor says, shout out, Connor. Anyway. We're not losing to the nerds of Nashville. Not the nerds of Nashville anymore. It's a little different than it was. I mean, a little bit of a different situation now.
Yeah, it's different. It's
different. Like, this is not your grandpa's Vanderbilt, right? Right, Wyatt?
I kind of have a weird feeling towards Pavia and, you know, what he's built there. Like, I respect it, but he gets on my nerves. Like, I just don't like the way he...
I can't stand it.
I wish the hype wasn't as hype, you know?
I cannot stand Pavia.
I think both of us were on the board, if I remember right, where, like, we thought the hype would end this year.
It
would be really bad.
Yeah, the whole time in the offseason, me and you were like, nah, we don't believe in them. And then we're the ones eating crap now, so, you know.
Yeah, I'll eat crap on that. Like, if this was a basketball take, I would really be kicking myself for it. But it's football, so I'll live with it. I'll live with it.
We can beat them. They're getting 36 on the ACTs, and they're good at football now.
I don't think we win this one. I think it comes down to the Louisville game, like I feel like it does every year now. So.
I'm not going to predict a win, but I'm not going to predict a loss. Let's just see. Let's just see what happens. Let's just see what happens. By the way, if you were off on the I'm rooting for us to lose, so we fire Mark Stoops train, and now you're back on, welcome back. You can leave. Go ahead. Again, whenever you want. And, you know, I mean, we can't get back. I don't get the whole, you know. We're going to root for a loss sort of BS.
Yeah, I don't either. And I mean, it's crazy how we're to this point. We're 5-5, and we got 2 games left with trying to get bowl eligible. Like, and it makes you wonder. Of course, my part of it is I wonder, like, why wasn't this better sooner? And why did it take them this long to get going? Because it's hard to get behind the team when it took them this long to get going. But
yeah.
I mean, with the Louisville game coming up, I think that's where, you know, a lot of fans will really get behind. I
think so, too. All right, Kentucky volleyball. How about those Cats? Got the SEC title 9 years in a row. We're a volleyball school, and I'm not even going to lie right now. We are a volleyball school.
Definitely right now.
Man, Craig Skinner is such – that guy has built an incredible program.
So he deserves a lot more, man. Like,
I agree. I mean, Eva Hudson, too. I mean, she's been awesome this year. I've been watching a lot of volleyball. And they got the double bye now in the tournament. They're going to be the one seed, of course. They won the SEC regular season. And, I think they got a better shot this year than last year at winning the whole thing, at a title. Last year, I think, you know, they won the SEC, obviously, but their draw A was terrible. But B, that team last year really couldn't. They beat some good teams, but it wasn't like this year where we were just straight up dominating, like Texas and being as close with Pitt as we were and stuff like that. It wasn't quite like that. I think this year, man, I think it's a little different. I mean, I there's just a weird feeling right now. I feel like there's a path, you know? There's a path.
Yeah,
there is. About you?
Yeah, I mean, they are literally one of the best teams in the country. And
15-0 in conference. I mean,
literally.
Haven't lost a conference game.
Yeah, like it all sets up to be another title. Like, that's freaking crazy.
And I want another one for Skinner because honestly, I want him to be like, I really want that program, and we haven't been doing our part. I know, whatever, blah 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 blah, and maybe that is on us, but like,
yeah, it is.
I want that program to get that and to get the respect I think it deserves nationally.
Yeah.
Because I think they're disrespected nationally too much because they're not – even over Louisville and Pitt. Louisville didn't even win the title last year, you know? But, like – and I want the whole, like, Texas thing to go down where everyone thinks that Texas is this all-time program and they were going to be a powerhouse in the SEC once they got here. And now Kentucky's just run through them in their first game against them earlier this year. So, like
– yeah.
And I want it really bad for all those players, man. Like I said, people like Eva Hudson. And, I mean, like just
and I think that says a lot when like you know a coach has a good team when he's preaching to the top of the mountain to like come support this team. Like you know
that was awesome, by the way. Him on the catwalk or whatever at Rupp Arena.
Yeah. Yeah, he went from the table in Memorial.
Yeah,
or Joe Kraft to
looked like he was in
rafters of Rupp.
Like, have you ever seen Dead Poets Society? It looked like he was about to recite "Oh Captain, My Captain" when he did that. It kind of looked nerdy. I'm not gonna lie, it didn't really look all that cool.
At first, when he was on this, they've showed him
like
on the
Ethan
video.
Hawk, you know,
they showed him on the video, and I was like, "Where is he at?" And I was like, "Oh, he's actually way up in the rafters." Like,
it was really funny.
That was cool. But,
all right. I guess I should wrap us up here. Go Cats in the volleyball. Probably not going to do any predictions tonight. We'll be back whenever we're back. We might be back Wednesday if we feel like it. We might be back next week. Either way. Let's see what happens tomorrow night. Go Cats. I mean, what are you thinking? Any last thoughts from you?
I'll get my keys to the game real quick. I feel like Jack Givens with my Gooses Givens. Sorry, I listen to too much radio.
No, me too. We're both old heads.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Scar, sorry. I feel like this one will come down a lot to can Kentucky force Michigan State to shoot? I know that goes against what you're saying. I'm not saying let them shoot wide open. You can still contest, but I think the biggest part is stay in front of your guy, and we're going to have to shoot threes on our end to make it. Because we don't want it to be a muck-up contest where it's in the 60s, low 70s. That's what they want. You know how Izzo goes. I think this is one of those games where everybody knows how Michigan State plays. It's the same every year.
Right.
But this year, they're they're better at rebounding than they usually are, for sure. But yeah, like, they're going to look to, Fears is going to look to facilitate a lot. I think he's top in assist. So they got weapons around, but I think their main thing is they're trying to get to the rim. You're trying to make them shoot. Please make them shoot. They suck at shooting. And we're going to have to keep up with them and mainly force them to shoot. I think that's my biggest key out of all of it, more than the offense.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know.
I went a little long there.
No, but you're good. We got to get the win. Simple as that to me. We got to get the win tomorrow.
Yeah,
get the fan base it's back important. Completely when you do
it's
that.
It's important. Yeah, it's another test, like Louisville, like Georgetown, that play similar, better defense. Like, it's a real test, and there's not much better you can get with this type of team, so. Yeah, it's big.
Yeah, I agree. All right, well, we got two huge games this weekend.
What about keys to the game for you? You got anything?
Brandon Garrison, stay out of the way.
Dude, he's gonna have a tough time. I really hope he
honestly play the four shooters. What he's up against. Play the four shooters.
Yeah,
do it. That's it for me.
Yeah, I think screens are gonna be tough in this one. Please don't go over them because you're gonna get beat off the dribble and. That's easy to text the rim. I'm not joking when I say they shoot a lot of their, they get a lot of their points from two. Like, that is how they even get to the 60s. Which is, I mean, they are a bad offense, but a really good defense. And that's how they stay in the game.
Yeah. I watched that Arkansas game. That's pretty much exactly how they won that game.
Yeah. I mean, it's Izzo ball.
It's Izzo ball. We know what it is. We all know how it works.
Yeah, we all know.
All right, we'll catch you next week. This has been Breaking Blue. I'm Nolan Fleming at NolanUKY27 on X. It's Mr. Wildcat Wave himself, Wyatt Huff, at Wildcat_Wave on X. Follow Breaking Blue at Breaking Blue Pod on X. And follow the Facebook page, Breaking Blue Podcast. We'll see you guys next week.